The surefire measure of a great pop song is often the hook. That's the refrain that's easy to sing and impossible to forget. Critic Tom Moon says he's found a new singer-songwriter who's a master of the pop hook.
Meet Tristan Gaspatarek. She records under the name Tristan. She's 28, still holds a day job, waiting tables in Nashville. She says she's obsessed with melodies. Tristan describes herself as a pop traditionalist, and she has a theory about current songwriting. She believes people spend too much time crafting cool atmospheres and not enough time creating straightforward, singable lines. When she moved to Nashville to start her professional career, she undertook a fairly systematic study of hit songs from the 60s and early 70s. She focused on the melodies and the ways certain phrases become instantly memorable. Sometimes Tristan's hooks whip the songs into a giddy, exuberant frenzy. But she's got a pensive side, too. She's comfortable with the bittersweet tones that 70s pop singer and songwriter Harry Nilsson knew so well. I am not a master of the outside. The writing is sharp throughout, but that's not all. Tristan approaches each tune with the mindset of a character actor, changing her voice and inflection to bring out nuances of mood. On her song Baby Drugs, she uses a smoky, almost weary voice to underscore the struggles of living with an addict. Nowadays, it's really, really hard to come up with a fresh take on the pop hook. Tristan seems to have done that. There's some scholarship involved, for sure. But the more I listen to this sparkling, wonderfully streamlined record, the more I realize that not everything about the killer hook can be learned. Part of it comes under the heading of pure inspiration, and this album has plenty of that.
The new album from Tristan is called Charlatans at the Garden Gate. Our reviewer is Tom Moon.